100 Word Stories.
Good morning to everyone out there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. As I move some books around the table, and eventually I'm going to put the monitor back on the table instead of the CPU so I can do some cleaning out of fans. Not fan group you, and God, do I have a fan group? Anyway, it's the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the story. And it's a pick two this week with water torture, own, cassette tape, remember, remote, everyone, and there goes the dishwasher again. You would think I'd plan this stuff out. Anyway, let's go ahead and play all the stories. You can enjoy them. And then I'll come back and ruin everything, as usual. You ready? Here we go.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and the word this week was evidence. So here's my 100-word story, called Reasonable Grounds. Julian thought he was clever and had destroyed all the evidence in the taxi. But the one thing he couldn't hide was the glint of delight in his eye. His wife Sally had waited up for him, and although she hadn't seen that glint for a while, recognised it instantly. So there were no secrets as the couple got into bed, but Julian didn't know that, as he slipped into his contented slumber. Sally stared at the stranger she'd been married to for 20 years, before deciding she wouldn't divorce him, then slowly pressed her pillow over his sleeping head. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my pick two story on the topics water torture and remember, and it's called Water Torture. Water torture, or as it was more commonly referred to, school swimming lessons. How clearly I remember the horror of that particular childhood ritual. Picture the prelude to a punishing hour of senseless thrashing about, a bunch of shivering, almost naked schoolboys at the poolside, tiles hard underfoot, dreading the command to enter the frigid water. We'd crawl back out, half-drowned, to wrinkled fingers, showers, and smelly changing rooms, and the joys of an afternoon enduring chlorine puffy eyes, water-clogged deafness, and a sick feeling that never really went away. And no, I never learned to swim, either. Okay, there you go. All done. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 854. It's a pick two challenge. So last week, Tom didn't show up, but Zachman did. It's good to hear from you again, Zach, man. Well, anyway, here's my story. Bilbert looked at the rain cloud above them. Okay, I've learned my lesson. Could you shut off the water torture so we can dry off before class? Sabrina rolled her eyes and the rain stopped. Just remember this the next time you doubt me. Bilbert followed her into class and sat in his normal desk. A blonde girl occupied the previously empty desk in front of him. She turned to face him, and her familiar myopic gaze lit up with recognition. Bilbert, what are you doing here? Astonished, Bilbert said, Gee, Linoleum, Amanda, that's what I was going to ask you. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Zach, man. I like owning things I pay for, but not storing them. Books and DVDs are not so bad because if I have limited space, I can always donate them to the friends of the library, whose sales many of them came from. Sadly, they don't take VHS nor audio cassettes anymore. Sure, if I pay for something digitally, it can disappear forever at any second because it is licensed, not owned. But at least my wife won't complain that it is taking up too much room in our garage for her brother to move his stuff out of storage.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
One day, they'll find this cassette tape, carefully protected in a sealed, waterproof bag inside the pocket of the moldering remains of the jacket you were wearing when you died. It may be many years from now, but no matter when or how your remains are finally unearthed, the contents of this tape will disclose your identity and mine, along with, in the most intimate and visceral way possible, your final, painful, moments of life, and your subsequent death. And, of course, my confession. All recorded here, for posterity. I just hope, in the future, they remember how cassettes work.
Hello everyone, Lizzy here, and this is my story for this week. I remember this. Everyone used to find it amusing, and Mother found it particularly useful. The others laughed and giggled and sneered, and Mother snickered, looking like a child about to be naughty. No one ever said a thing. No one ever stepped in. Father was just too busy to even know. Or perhaps he had decided that it was best for him not to know. She used to hang it around my neck, the string emphasizing the humiliation. And I had to do the house chores with that sign on. It said, bought and sold. I do remember this. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Torre Berzoino here with a story on the words remember and own. I remember when you could own stuff. Yours, to do whatever you liked with. Youngsters today can't even grasp the concept. I remember famous people. Now everyone's interchangeable cells, a mold on the planet, creeping everywhere and doing nothing that matters. Sure, they're happy, but you can't have a conversation with them. The future ended when we got smart enough to make life so easy that life wasn't hard enough to keep us smart. And now that AIs do all the work, no one ever needs to be smart again. All success tends to failure, and this is the ultimate success.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Long ago, we'd make our own cassette mixtapes. Songs we'd harvest from the radio, from MTV, from records and other mixtapes, or whatever we stole from the record store. Then came CDs and CD burners. When MP3s came around and iPods, pass around thumb drives of music, attach them to an email. It's so easy to share now with Spotify and other services. Just send a link and everybody can listen along. Then came memory scans, and you could pack a mixtape of how you feel, and they share how they feel about you. Really feel. And they hang up.
And there you have it. A lot of stories on that pick two set of topics. I'm not going to read them again because the show's over. You don't need to know what they were. And if you had it in your mind about, oh, I could write stories about that, well, you would go to the website. Yeah, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and click Weekly Challenge, and there you'll see what used to be the topics. But you know what? Let's focus on the new topic, which is mimes. And all the instructions are up there on the site. There's an episode. There's a thing in the sidebar. There's all the topics for the rest of the year. And as we get through September, October, November, I'll start putting together the list for next year, the schedule. We already have the list. I just need to put together the schedule, which I usually do right before the end of the year. But oddly enough, I don't do much shuffling around. I just stack things up and boom. So thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.